The Bradley Braves men's basketball team is dancing again this March. Bradley beat Valparaiso 80-66 on Sunday to win the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament in St. Louis and claim the conference's automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. Here to talk about Bradley's team and their run to the tournament is Dave Reynolds, who covers the Braves for the Peoria Journal-Star. Dave, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Dave, it's the second straight season that Bradley has won the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament and gone to the NCAA tournament. What were the expectations for the Braves heading into the season?
Well, they were picked for second because they had a strong nucleus back from the NCAA team. Darryl Brown, their point guard, Elijah Childs, their top rebounder and second leading scorer, and then Nate Cannell was their third leading scorer and kind of the three-point specialist, and also their center, Koch Barr. So they had four starters returning, and expectations were pretty high. Season didn't go according to plan, as often they don't, and just in terms of keeping guys healthy, Elijah Childs missed 12 games, and the Braves were 7-5 during that stretch, so they kind of held their own, but it could have been better than it ended up in terms of record, but you never know how that would play out in the tournament then, since the top three seeds were knocked off, so everything turned out pretty well for Bradley as a four seed, winning the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament.
Brian Wardle is the head coach at Bradley now in his fifth season there. What was the state of the program when he took over, and how has he brought Bradley back to prominence?
Well, the program was down. Gino Ford was previous coach, and he'd been there 4 years, and things just didn't click for him at Bradley. He'd had great success at Kent State, but through a variety of factors, just things didn't work out for him at Bradley, and so that I think they were 9-23, something like that. But when Wardle took over, and his first year was a rough one. He pretty much rebuilt the team from scratch. They had 10 freshmen that first year and won just 5 games. But from there, it slowly was built back. They won 13 the next game, the next year. And then the past 3 years, 2020 and now 23 this year. So the program is on solid ground now, and things are looking good for the future. Brian has established himself very well here in Peoria.
Now, a year ago, as Bradley was winning the Missouri Valley Tournament, the team restricted your access as a reporter for what they called negative coverage. That was restored a few days later, but I'm curious what that relationship has been like between yourself and the team this year.
Well, it's been really good, to be frank. Brian has made great strides in helping rebuild. I don't think we really had a bad relationship. We just had hit some rough patches last year during their losing streaks, and it just sort of came to a head right before the NCAA tournament, and that made it a big story. It was all talked over, and we got things worked out heading into that tournament, and then this season it's been very good. We have a very good working relationship, and hopefully that will continue into the future.
The Braves were a number 15 seed last season when they qualified for the tournament. Of course, we'll find out their seeding for this year's tournament on Sunday. But how do you think the committee might seed them this year?
Well, I think they're probably in the 13-14 range. I've been looking through some bracketology stuff today, and most people have them at 14, some at 13. I don't know that they'll get to 12, but it's definitely a better Bradley team than last year. They got Michigan State last year and played them tough, almost down to the wire. And so you're going to get a team of that ilk again, probably. It's a fun team to watch because they're never out of any game.
Dave Reynolds is a sports writer for the Peoria Journal-Star who covers the Bradley Braves, who have qualified for the NCAA tournament for a second straight season. Dave, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you, Brian. Take care.
A reminder that all this week we're answering your questions about the coronavirus. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, just go to askthenewsroom.org and we'll get right on it. That's all the time we have for today. Follow us on Twitter. Search for 21STShow. We live tweet during the show with more analysis and background about what we're discussing. On our Facebook page, search for The 21st to like us. You can comment on what we're working on or post questions or comments you want us to ask on air. We're produced by Libby Foster and Anna Casey. Eunice Alpazon is our intern. Technical direction and engineering come from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Special thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. I'm Brian Moldine. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening.